Welcome to the Investing in Real Estate Show. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Clayton. I am the founder of Morris Invest, which is a full-service rental real estate company. This show is designed to help you become a more intelligent real estate investor. We talk strategy, we talk taxes, we talk financing, all of it right here on this show. Now, this episode is our Q&A episode, so you get to ask me a question, I get to answer it. We've got three great questions from our audience, and you can ask questions of me as well just by going to our website, morrisinvest.com/Clayton. That's how you can leave us a 30-second voicemail. Try to keep it to about 30 seconds if you would be so kind. All right, our first question today comes from Jeffrey and wants to talk about higher property taxes.
Does owning real estate in Texas outweigh the high taxes in Texas?
Thank you, Jeffrey, for that question. So talking about Texas, which is near and dear to my heart, take a look. These are our new construction duplexes that we're building right now. You can see on the one side, completed, still building right there. West Texas, an area that we love very deeply. If you're watching the video version of this on YouTube, you can check it out at youtube.com/Morris Invest. And here is one of our new construction duplexes that's just been completed. See entrances around this side, two garage right in the center for each different tenant. So I love Texas, and Texas property taxes, yes, are a little bit higher than you might find in other states. But does that mean that you shouldn't invest there? Absolutely not. There are a number of things to think about here, and this is a great question, Jeffrey, because you found a great rental property, but maybe the higher than normal property taxes are making you sit back a little bit and say, whoa, 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 wait a second. It all comes down to ROI. You need to consider the stability of that market. This is very important. Higher property taxes typically mean better schools, better tenants, better local services, better infrastructure. When you have higher property taxes, you have, let's be honest, more amenities in that community, tenants that will want to stay longer in that particular neighborhood. So the number one cost that you're going to have to incur as a real estate investor is typically your tenant turnover costs and those damages or things that you'll have to fix up in between a tenant leaving. Well, wouldn't it be great to have an investment where the tenant stays a very long time because the school districts are so good, the community centers are so good, the shopping is really good, and the jobs are great? See, all of those things matter, and that all matters in your ROI. So if our net ROI on a property is 8, 9, 10% net return, and that factors in the taxes, the property taxes, then yeah, pull the trigger. Also, you have to take into account is how landlord-friendly that particular state is. So you're paying a little bit more for property taxes in Texas, but Texas is the number one landlord-friendly state in the country. Very few states even come close to Texas for landlord-friendliness. Now, so I just want you to focus on the stability of the ROI, the stability, long-term continuous cash flow, rather than just the ROI itself. Because that number can be deceiving. Stable ROI is more important than ROI on a piece of paper that when you actually put, where the rubber meets the road and you find out that tenants are constantly moving out, there's no jobs, you have higher vacancies, those all weigh into your bottom line ROI. So great question, Jeffrey, and it allowed me to talk more about an issue that does come up from time to time. So thank you so much for that question. Okay, our next question comes from Kevin. Let's listen to Kevin's question.
Hello, Clayton. My name is Kevin from New York City, and I have a real estate question for you. When it comes to investing in multitudes of rental properties, is it important to have multitudes of LLCs for each property? Thank you.
Great question. One we get very often. I would point you in two directions. Number one, we had an interview recently with Scott Smith on the Series LLC. Now, he's an attorney. His company specifically sets up Series LLCs. And that means you don't have to keep setting up all these individual LLCs. You'll set up different trusts and different land trusts and things like that. So you're going to still have to have different entities in each state where you own rental properties. For me, yes. We own LLCs for our rental properties in each state where we invest. So North Carolina, Texas, Pennsylvania, Indiana, where else do we own? Michigan, Florida, the places where we own rental properties, and Tennessee, et cetera. So You want to have entities, according to our tax accountant and our legal advisors over the years. Again, I am not a tax advisor. I am not a financial advisor. I am not a lawyer. So seek your own advice on this. But if you are interested in that, go to our website. We have a lower taxes tab right on our website. And we work with the team at Wealthability. So you can see it right there on our website, lower taxes. And Tom Wheelwright and his amazing team at Wealthability have advised us that you really only want to have about $250,000 to $300,000 of value in any one LLC. So it's up to you what your threshold is, you know, your liability threshold. For us, we have certain LLCs that have more value than that, you know, a higher amount of money in those LLCs than we do with the $250,000 threshold. And, you know, you might find that one property, like for instance, one duplex like this might be worth $300,000. In that situation, you may want to just have one LLC per duplex. It makes it easier for liability protection. That way, if a tenant does slip and fall in one particular place and there is a lawsuit that you have to deal with, they will only be able to sue the LLC that owns that property. They will not be able to sue you personally. That's very important. So you do not want to hold rental properties in your own name. But I would encourage you to look into the Series LLC as an option. And I would encourage you to also think about having multiple LLCs in different states where you own your rental properties of a certain value. You need to make that determination. $500,000, $100,000. Some people can go crazy with LLCs. And remember, every time you're setting up a new LLC, of course, then you're having to file taxes. And yes, it can be a bit of a headache. But no one ever said becoming an entrepreneur and becoming wealthy was going to be a cakewalk, right? You need to put these things in place. Be a smart investor. Be an intelligent investor to protect yourself. And this is one of the ways that you can do that. Today's episode is brought to you by HelloFresh. HelloFresh offers convenient delivery right to your doorstep for easy home cooking with the family. And look, during this crazy time, this is fantastic. So you could get things like, you know, balsamic fig sirloin. I mean, think about this, at over 60% cheaper than you would spend going out to a meal like this, delivered right to your door. HelloFresh has amazing recipes that you can make in 30 minutes or less. You can get dinner on the table. It's so much fun, actually. We've been doing this with the kids with HelloFresh, being able to get them, you know, working with the recipes with the kids. And, you know, they're able to follow the easy stuff right there on the recipe card and build delicious, fun meals right from home. And it teaches the kids like a skill that we don't have home ec class at school anymore, right? So to have something like HelloFresh where they can follow an ingredients list, see what the ingredients look like as they're chopped up and separated in different packaging. And they, you know, use fresh, fantastic packaging that's all recyclable right there in their content to be able to help you make their sustainably sourced meals, which is fantastic. These pre-portioned ingredients, so you're not overbuying this stuff, which can be a burden on the planet. You're not scraping all sorts of extra pieces of your vegetables into the garbage. It's all packaged perfectly. What's great, you can be flexible with your different plans too. So you can have your fridge stocked by adding extra proteins or sides like garlic bread in your weekly order. You can easily change your delivery days or food preferences, skip a week whenever you want. It's so great to have HelloFresh delivered right to your door with incredible ingredients. HelloFresh has donated over 2.5 million meals to charity over the last year. And this year, they're even stepping up their food donations to local communities even more thanks to the coronavirus pandemic. They've been doing amazing things. So the recipes are super easy to follow. You're going to save 40% by using HelloFresh versus shopping at your local grocery store. What's fantastic is that you are going to get some incredible experience with your family, just getting them to cook, you know, just showing them these different ingredients, bringing the family together and cooking together, put on a little music in the background is so great. And the convenience cannot be understated. Have all of your meals planned out for you just by going to the website and picking what you want. And you're going to get a fantastic $80 off your first month. Yes, $80 off right now by using the code 80INVESTING, 80INVESTING. So here's what you have to do. Go to HelloFresh.com/80investing. Again, it's HelloFresh.com/80 80 investing to get $80 off your first month and free shipping on your first box. Additional restrictions apply, so please visit HelloFresh.com for more details. Okay, our next question comes from Chris. Let's listen to Chris.
Hey, Clayton, question about bank accounts. I've heard you reference a holding company before in the past, and I've also seen different strategies online where folks will have different bank accounts for each LLC that they have, but then they'll also have a master holding company where everything funnels up into that holding company, and that's where they'll take their owner's draw. Can you talk a little bit about this strategy or what you guys do, or what's right, what to avoid? Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Chris. Again, I'm not a legal advisor or a financial advisor, so this is a personal question that you kind of need to be comfortable with on your own. And, you know, again, talking to your tax team is very important. So our team at Wealthability helped us construct this. Our estate attorneys helped us construct it personally for our family and for our business. I think where some of the confusion comes in is around whether or not these individual LLCs have to pay taxes. And the answer is no. The holding company is, of course, the owner and operator of these smaller LLCs. So these smaller LLCs will then take that rent money they receive in those bank accounts and pass it up to the holding company. That's where you would take your owner draw. You could do it through payroll or through just a typical owner draw. But they are not individually paying taxes. They are not individually filing a tax return. The holding company would do that. So really, you can almost think of these as like baby LLCs. I know it's maybe the wrong way to put it, but I don't want to say dummy LLCs, but they really are. They're just there to facilitate the rent capture and the pass through up to your holding company. They really don't have much teeth. They are just there for liability protection at the end of the day. They are not paying taxes. They are not filing their own tax return. The holding company is filing its tax return at the end of the year. So it does make it a little bit easier, but it does provide that liability protection for you as an owner on those properties. Each of those LLCs does, in fact, have a bank account. So yes, we have a lot of bank accounts. But that's one of the things that comes with becoming an entrepreneur and a real estate investor. If you want to truly build wealth and do what no one else is willing to do, you need to take these additional steps in order to build passive income and personal freedom. So thank you so much for all of your questions today from Jeffrey, from Kevin, from Chris. Thank you so much for dialing it up today. We really appreciate it. If you would like to ask me a question, real estate, taxes, financing related, whatever, you can do so just by going to morrisinvest.com/Clayton. Leave me a 30-second voicemail. Try not to make it too long. All of these were really short. So thank you so much for joining us today. Now go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time, everyone.